Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Ed, good afternoon. Welcome to the Laddie East Simple Arena. We're in Yankton, South Dakota today for Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Broncos on the road today as they get set to take on the Lancers of Mount Marty. The women's game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, just a week ago, we were talking about winning championships in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. A week later, we're talking about just staying among the top four leaders. What a difference a week makes.
Yeah, you know, it's coming to the time where, you know, every game is going to move you in the conference rankings, especially, you know, in those top four were, you know, split by a game or tied, you know, at the same number of wins and losses. So, it's one of those things where, you know, you obviously don't ever want to lose a game. And at the same time, sometimes you need a little bit of a wake up call and you need to kind of regroup and remind yourselves of what you need to do better. I think that Doan game served as all of those things for us.
A 15-game winning streak came to an end the other night, losing to Doan on the road, 65-62. As you look back on the ball game, what happened there?
Well, Doan's not a bad team, you know, and their record is not great, but you know, they play hard and they give effort every play of the game, and they have some really talented players. At the same time, you know, we didn't do the things down the stretch that we've been doing over the course of the season. You know, I thought defensively our effort and the execution of what we wanted to do, we were a little bit sluggish and we didn't play with the same kind of intensity on that end of the floor as we have. And you know as well as I do that if you can't get stops down the stretch, then you find yourself in trouble. I also didn't think we probably rebounded the ball as well as we had been. So you put those, we got out rebounded by 9. So you put those two things together and you kind of, you know, when you don't play well doing the things that are controllable, then you got to rely on making shots.
And as a coach, you probably got to be scratching your head. You're up against one of your big rivals in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in Doan, and you go out and really fall flat in the ball game on the Wednesday night.
Yeah, it was just an odd game, I think, and we didn't play particularly well. You know, we didn't shoot the ball well, and when you don't shoot well, you've gotta get stops and you've gotta get rebounds. And you know, we did that at times in stretches, but it wasn't with the same intensity and energy that we've been playing with. You know, we've relied a lot on our defense and rebounding over the course of the season, and you know, it wasn't a high scoring game necessarily. 65 points is definitely not a ton of scoring, but you know, they're a good enough defensive team that they make you take tough shots, and then, you know, if you can't get stops, you find yourself you know, at the end of the game trying to come up with something, you know, at the end of the game.
No loss is a good loss, but it might have occurred at a good point of the season, didn't it?
Well, I think, yeah, definitely no loss is a good loss at all. But I think it did come at a point where we at least have time to look at it and say, okay, what do we need to change and what do we need to do better in order to make sure that we continue to grow and get better. You know, teams are playing hard right now. It's February. Everybody's, you know, sees March ahead and is excited about that. So. You hit it on the head. It's never a good time to lose, but sometimes, you know, if you learn from it and you change, it can be a very good thing.
You're worried about a hangover coming to this ball game today?
No, not at all. I think our kids are focused and they realize that, you know, we need to take care of us and we need to control the controllables. And those two things for us have been defense and rebounding. And you know, I think we're ready to go. And I think we'll see better effort today on that end of the floor for sure.
You're playing a team today that has not had a whole lot of success record-wise. They're sitting 10th in the conference. At all concerned about a letdown at all, maybe looking past this team and on to what you got coming up?
No, I think our kids realize that you can't look past anybody, and I think Doan was definitely a wake-up call in that way. You know, Mount Marty is a good team, and it's their homecoming, and they're going to give us a great effort, and our kids know that, and they're anticipating that, and you know, there's really no time to overlook anybody, and we understand the situation that we're in, and I think that we'll be ready to go today.
Free throw shooting the last two games has not been very good, and I think we hit 46% the other day against Doan, 52% the game before. I know that's something you can't correct from the free throw line, but right now we're just having trouble there.
Yeah, you know, we went from shooting about 77%, and in the last three games we've shot a combined 57%. So it's definitely an area that we know that we haven't been performing very well in, and you know, we need to knock down free throws. It's a huge part of the game, and we have good free throw shooters. We just, you know, we haven't been able to get Laurel Zwiener to the line as much, and when she's your best free throw shooter, that obviously is going to impact that percentage. You know, she's in the mid-80s percentage-wise, and she, in the last three games, hasn't been able to get there near as much as she had in the previous games.
Is that because we're not getting her enough touches inside?
Not necessarily. The game is being called a little bit more so the way it was a year ago. You know, a little bit more physical, and some things are, you know, that maybe were called earlier in the season aren't being called now. And that's an adjustment that we need to make and figure out ways to get to the free throw line. She hasn't been getting as many touches just because, you know, she's seeing double teams before the catch. And so we're going to have to, you know, work a little bit harder to make sure that we get touches in places where we want her to.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Mount Marty as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. The team up in Yankton, South Dakota today as we get set to take on the Lancers of Mount Marty. This is a team we beat earlier this season, coach, but it's a team that really relies on the three-pointer. We're going to see a bunch of them today.
Yeah, they shoot a lot of three-pointers, and obviously they run the dribble drive, and so they're going to try to get to the rim or shoot a three, and there's not a whole lot in between there. They're a great three-point shooting team if they get hot, so it's one of those things where you can't let them get going, or you know, they could string off six or seven of them in a row.
It's a team that's only won twice in the conference, but one of those wins was just a couple of weeks ago against one of the best teams in Northwestern, so they are capable of pulling one out here today.
Yeah, very much so. They've got some really good athletes. You know, they have a couple of guards that are really, really good and athletic and can get to the rim. And they've got the Heggy kid back who didn't play against us the first time. And she's a good athlete, can really board the ball and a really good drive and finisher because she's got good size. So they've got plenty of talent. They've been playing pretty well at home.
Why were they successful? I know you had a chance to look at that game type with Northwestern when they pulled off the big upset. Why were they successful against that team?
Well, I think a couple of things. They were able to limit Northwestern's transition opportunities. That's such a huge part of what Northwestern does and the pace that they play at. They were able to kind of match that and take away the transition opportunities. They played on some zone a little bit, and Northwestern, you know, missed some buckets and then they were hot. They hit a lot of threes and made a lot of shots. So it was one of those days where offensively they were really good and defensively they were able to kind of get enough stops to finish up on top.
Sounds like the same blueprint they could really pull off here today if we don't play well.
Yeah. I think it's one of those games where we've got to make sure that we take care of the ball, and we've got to make sure that we get the inside-outside game going. That's when we're most successful offensively, is when we can get post touches and also get, some outside game going too. So the transition game for us has been less of a factor, just because obviously, teams late in the season are trying to take those opportunities away. So we're going to have to execute in the half court, and we're going to have to be able to get stops today.
Obviously, a start to the basketball game is always important, but is it doubly important today, coming off of the loss, to erase maybe the memories that we had the other night?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a statement game for us. You know, what are we going to be about, and how are we going to play, and things like that. And any game you play in, the start is really important. You know, it's really important in setting the tone and making sure that we get off to a great start. Obviously, against Doan, we did not get off to a very good start. So today's start will be important. I don't know if it's necessarily any more important than any other game, but it's still something that we're concerned about and need to make sure that we get off to a great start.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, Sonic Lamps, and the play-by-play description coming up next. It's Hastings and Mount Barney today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. On the road with the Broncos today, we're in Yankton, South Dakota at the Laddie E. Simple Arena as Hastings gets set to take on the Lancers out of Mount Marty. I'm Mike Well. I'll call the play-by-play for you today. The Hastings women's basketball game is up first. The Broncos coming off of a loss the other night to the Doan College Tigers, losing on the road to the Tigers by the score of 65-62, a ball game that we just got in talking with the coach about. We did not play very well. Didn't have a whole lot of energy in the ball game, and Hastings ended up losing that ball game by a score of 65-62. So Hastings now sitting at 21-3 on the season. They are 12-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The loss to Doan snapped a 15-game winning streak for the Broncos in that contest, so they're looking to rebound here this afternoon against the Lancers of Mount Marty. They are 10-15 in the season. They are just 2-14 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're coming off of a couple of losses to Concordia and Morningside during the past two ball games. They lost to Concordia 60-53, and they lost to Morningside 78-46. Right before their last two games, it was a home date with Northwestern. Northwestern was ranked number 2 in the country at the time, and this team knocked off Northwestern on that night here at home by the score of 78-74. So they're perfectly capable of putting together a good basketball game and could really stress out the Hastings College women's basketball team here today if they don't play well. Mount Marty is a team that is toward the bottom of the conference as far as their statistical categories are concerned. They are 9th in offense, averaging only 71.6 points per ball game. They are 7th in defense. They're giving up 70.7 points per ball game. And shooting the ball, they're 9th in the conference in field goal percentage at 40%. They're number 2 in three-point shooting at 35%, and they are 9th from the free throw line at 69%. As we talked with Kerry in the pregame show just a few minutes ago, this is a very good team as far as three-pointers made this season. They are number one in the conference, and they are sixth in the nation as they have put down 205 three-pointers this season. They're first in the conference in three-pointers made per game with 8.2 trays per contest. So a good matchup here today. Hastings College looking to get back on the winning track after losing to Doan on Wednesday. They got a tough one here today with the Lancers of Mount Marty. We'll come back and check the starting lineups in 1 minute.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Of the national anthem here this afternoon as we get set for basketball in Yankton, South Dakota, as Hastings gets set to take on Mount Marty today. As far as the conference standings are concerned, to start the day today, Northwestern is back out on top. They are 13-2 in the conference, 21-2 overall. Concordia is next in line at 13-3. They're 21-5 on the season. Hastings now third, officially 12-3. They're 21-3 on the year. And then Morningside is sitting in fourth place at 11-4. 20-5 overall. Mount Marty down toward the bottom of the conference. They're in 10th place out of the 11 teams. They're 2-14, 10-15 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The game's going on today in the conference. Hastings playing here in Yankton against Mount Marty. Doan is over in Orange City, Iowa, taking on Northwestern. Midland is playing in Sioux City against Morningside, and Nebraska Westland is at Briarcliff. Those games all tipping off here at 2 o'clock, and then tonight at 6, it'll be Concordia playing at Dakota Wesleyan. We'll get to the starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings today, it'll be Cammie Bruckman, 5'9", and a senior out of Silver Lake. Bruckman is the sixth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 15.8 points per ball game. Abby Jackson, 5'6", a sophomore out of Hastings St. Cecilia, averaging 5.3 points per game. Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", a junior out of Sutton. Van Kirk is a second-leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 17.6 points per ball game. She leads the conference in three-point percentage, knocking down 42% from behind the arc. Frankie Peterson, 5'9", a senior out of Cambridge, averaging 5.5 points per game. And Laurel Zwiener, 6'4", a senior out of Pleasanton, averaging 14.5 points per ball game. Well, the Lancers of Mount Marty, they will go with Cassidy Gephardt, 5'6", a sophomore out of Elkton, South Dakota. Gephardt is averaging 7.9 points per ball game. Logan Wagner is 5'7", a freshman out of Parkston, South Dakota. Wagner is averaging 11.8 points per ball game. Cheyenne Lambley is a 5'9" junior out of Burke, South Dakota. Lambley is averaging 5 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. Holly Hagee is 5'10", a junior out of Crofton, Nebraska. Hagee did not play in the first go-around against the Lancers when Hastings beat Mount Marty at home 93-77. Heggie is averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. And the other starter will be Allison DeCam, a 6'1" and senior out of Castle Rock, South Dakota. DeCam is averaging 7.9 points and 6.2 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Now with 3 locations, they're at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings College trying to get back on the winning track after dropping one to Doan on Wednesday, 65-62. There's a shot taken by Zwiener, no good. Follow shot by Bruckman, no good. Tip try by Zwiener, no good. And the rebound comes down to Allison DeCam. So 3 shots of the hole there for Hastings College on the opening possession. They come up empty, so here comes the Lancers of Mount Marty, just in their homestanding white uniforms, blue and gold trim here this afternoon. It's Alumni Day today in Yankton. There's a shot taken from the right wing. It's going to be no good there by Wagner. And the rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Gets it away to Abby Jackson as they hustle into the forecourt. That's Bruckman with the ball. Bruckman down to Jamie Van Kirk. Drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Stops and pops her shot good. Jamie Van Kirk gets the Broncos started here. She is averaging 17.6 points per ball game as she scores. They give the Broncos the lead at 2-0. Here comes Mount Marty back with the basketball. Again, they dropped one to Hastings earlier this year, 93-77 at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Holly Heggie with the ball to the cam on the baseline. 12-footer is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Van Kirk with the ball running back the other way. Jackson down here on the baseline. Abby stops just inside the ring. Now out to Bruckman. Comes across the top. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk gets it to Abby Jackson. It's a man-to-man defense here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Here's Cammie Bruckman driving into the free throw line. Gives it up now to Van Kirk. Her shot is going to be partially deflected. And the ball is brought down under the hole here by Logan Wagner. Wagner gets it away. Here's Gephardt. She'll bring things up now for the Lancers as she takes it down the right sideline. Picked up by Jackson. Gephardt out drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound by Lambley. Kicks it back out here to the free throw line to Wagner. Wagner gets into the hands of Holly Heggie, who moves it over on the right side to DeCam. Her shot from 15. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Frankie Peterson with the ball. Gets it down to Jackson. Gets the ball ahead now to Van Kirk. Entry pass to get it inside to Zwiener, and her shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener scores, and the Broncos have a 4-0 lead here over Mount Marty just a couple of minutes into the ballgame from the Laddie E. Simple Arena here in Yankton, South Dakota. 4-0, Hastings has got the lead. Here's Heggie driving the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Zwiener gets into the hands now of Jackson as a runner back the other way. The pace is quick here in the first couple of minutes of the ballgame, and now an unforced turnover as Jackson is whistled for a palming violation. First turnover on Hastings. The Broncos average 14 per game on the season. 4-0 is the score. Hastings out on top of the Lancers of Mount Marty here this afternoon. Mount Marty will play things in. Here's Gephardt with the ball. Gephardt works against Jackson again, brings it into the offensive zone. Gephardt goes over to Wagner, now over here to DeCam. Free throw line extended left side, picked up there by Zwiener. DeCam moves it to the top of the key to Heggie. Now to Logan Wagner, 8 seconds on the shot clock. Wagner has got the ball now to DeCam here at the free throw line. DeCam looking, goes down to the baseline. There's a Gephardt, moves to her left, fires up a long-range jumper. It's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson. Peterson has got it for the Broncos down the near sideline now to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk spins at the elbow, puts up a shot. It's up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Nice shot by Jamie Van Kirk. She's got a couple of field goals. Hastings is off to a good start here this afternoon. 6-0 is the score. The Broncos have the lead, something they did not do the other night against Doan in their 65-62 loss. Got off to a horrible start. Here's DeCam with the ball, driving it down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. Ball is recovered here by Frankie Peterson. Gets the ball ahead. Bruckman drives it to the hole. Her shot no good. Rebound. Foul shot by Peterson. No good. And the foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be whistled in there on the Lancers about Marty. And it's going to go on Heggie. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on Mount Marty here in the first half of play. Frankie Peterson goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings is having a tough time from the charity stripe the past couple of ball games. In fact, the other night against Doan, they hit only 46% of their free throws. And the game before that, they shot only 52%. Frankie Peterson hits this one, so they're 1 out of 2. And Hastings is out to a 7-0 lead here over Mount Marty. We got 16 and a half minutes to play here in the first half from Yankton, South Dakota. Here's Allison DeCam with the ball, or Kelsey DeCam. I was right the first time. Allison DeCam with the ball. Now off to Wagner as he drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Zwiener again. No, that's going to be Sierra Williamson who's into the ball game now. She gets a block shot in there. So it's going to be Mount Marty playing things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. DeCam has got the ball, hands it away here to Wagner. Moves it to the elbow on the right side of the lane. Wagner can't go up for the shot. Here's DeCam with the ball. Hands it away to Holly Heggie out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the free throw line. Down to DeCam. Her shot is up there and in. Allison DeCam hits a shot from just inside the three-point ring. It's now a 7-2 ball game. It took nearly 4 minutes for the Lancers to get on the scoreboard here. Here's Peterson driving the ball to the hole. Her scoop shot is up there. No good. Williamson saves it from going out of bounds. Out to Bruckman. Her shot is good. Nice save there by Sierra Williamson. Cammie Bruckman left wide open on the left side of the lane. She's got 2 points in the ball game, and it's 9-2. Hastings College out on top here in the first half of play from Yankton this afternoon. Logan Wagner has got the ball. Wagner gets into the hands of Gephardt. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Moves it to the free throw line down to DeCam. She takes it into the free throw circle. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot's up there and in. Allison DeCam has got both field goals now for Mount Marty. It's a 9-4 ball game. Hastings out on top. Here come the Broncos back in their offensive zone. Jackson has got it. Jackson goes over to Bruckman, drives the ball to the basket. Her left-handed shot is up there, no good. And a rebound comes down to DeCam from Mount Marty. Out of the pass comes to Gephardt. Gephardt, waist-high dribble as she brings it into the offensive zone. Gephardt moves it to the elbow on the left side. Contact made, and Sierra Williamson is going to be hit with a personal foul. Williamson's first foul. That's going to be team foul number one of the Broncos here in this first half of play. Into the ball game now for Hastings. They're going to be Chanel Farmer. Also coming in will be Alex Edwards. Also coming in is going to be Danae Veldkamp for Mount Marty. Gary Hofstetter told me earlier that you're probably going to see more substitutions more frequently in this basketball game, trying to keep the team fresh after that loss the other night to Doan. Here's the inbounds pass intercepted. Turnover on Mount Marty. Here come the Broncos. Chanel Farmer sends it cross court now to Alex Edwards. Edwards brings it up high on the block, comes out here to Van Kirk. Van Kirk comes across the top. That's going to be Bruckman. Drives inside, puts up a 12-footer. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound on the baseline, and now a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Bruckman as she tries to rebound her missed shots. That's going to be the first foul on Bruckman. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Holly Samuelson. Coming out will be Bruckman. 14:50 to play in the first half. Hastings College has got the lead over Mount Marty in women's college basketball. 9-4 is the score. Here come the Lancers back with the ball now. Holly Heggie will walk it into the offensive zone against Van Kirk. Heggie comes over here on the wing on the left side to Kelly Winkler, who's into the ball game now. Winkler gives it away. This is Wagner out here in three-point territory. Now to Winkler to the near sideline. Holly Heggie with the ball, double team. Heggie with her back to the basket, finally gets rid of it. Here's Winkler driving the baseline. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good as she falls down with the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Hastings College. Alex Edwards comes back with the basketball for the Broncos, gets it to Holly Samuelson. Samuelson down here in the corner, comes to Williamson at the elbow. Now far sideline, a three-pointer is put up there and in. That's Jamie Van Kirk on a three-pointer from the far sideline. Van Kirk has got 7 points here in the first couple of minutes of this basketball game. And it's now a 12-4 ball game. Hastings College has got the lead. There's a shot off of the left baseline. It's going to be no good by Lambley, and the rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Van Kirk runs her back. Here's Samuelson with the ball. Samuelson right at the top of the three-point circle to Edwards. Now inside to Williamson. Down in the corner. That's Farmer with the ball. To Edwards. Now to Farmer again. Bounce pass inside to Williamson. Out to Edwards. Right side to Van Kirk. Inside. Here's a shot up there. No good. And a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Holly Heggie. That's going to be her second personal foul. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jamie Van Kirk. 12-4 is the score. Hastings out on top. We got 13:36 to play here in the first half. In the Simple Arena, here's Van Kirk at the line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Jamie Van Kirk, number one in the conference in free throw percentage, knocking down 83% of her foul shots so far this year. She's now 71 out of 85 from the free throw line. Hastings out to a 9-point lead early, 13-4. Next shot is up there. It's good. So a double-digit lead now. Hastings out on top, 14-4. Here comes Autumn Zeenan into the ball game for Hastings College, and Van Kirk will come to the bench. Van Kirk with a total of 9 points here in the basketball game so far. And she will get a quick breather as she comes out now for head coach Carrie Hofstetter. Mount Marty will play things in here in backcourt. This is going to be Logan Wagner with the ball. She trots it across the midcourt stripe there, picked up by Samuelson. Wagner spins right side of the lane. Now she's in the paint, throws up a shot, no good, contact, and foul called. It's going to go on Holly Samuelson. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number three on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line now for Mount Marty will be Wagner. He's a 65% foul shooter in the season, averaging 11.8 points per ball game. She had 23 the last time these two teams played back in Hastings. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in for Logan Wagner. 5'7" is freshman out of Parkston, South Dakota. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So she hits a pair of free throws. And the Hastings lead is now 8 points at 14-6. Zenon with the ball. Now to Chanel Farmer. Free throw line extended right side to Edwards. Into Williamson. Out to Farmer for three. Shots way off of the mark. No good. An air ball. Rebounded on the baseline, but out of bounds Holly Samuelson down there underneath the basket there for Hastings. Well, covered up there momentarily. Samuelson is out of bounds, so it's going to be Mount Marty coming back with the ball. 14-6. Hastings with the lead. Here comes Holly Wagner now. She hands it away. That's going to be Veldkamp with the ball. Now to Wagner. She drives it down the right side of the wing against Zener, and a shot is up and in. Logan Wagner scores, and Mount Marty is back within 6 points, now at 14-8. Here's Zener to the free throw line, and a shot is up and in. Autumn Zener takes it right back and scores. Autumn had a good ball game the last time these two teams played. She had 16 points. Now we got a timeout for Mount Marty. 12 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 16, Mount Marty 8.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
College basketball this afternoon. Nebraska picks up a win. The Huskers beat Northwestern today on the road. The score of 53-49. So Nebraska down 12-10 on the season. They're 4-6 in the Big Ten Conference. Hastings College women's basketball team has got the lead here. The score is 16-8 here in the first half. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Holly Samuelson with the interception. She'll bring her back. That's the second turnover on Mount Marty in the ball game. Williamson has got the ball, moves it down in the corner. Alex Edwards. Edwards gets it out here in three-point territory. Samuelson over to the far sideline again to Edwards. Top of the key now to Farmer. Back to Edwards. Lobs it inside to Williamson. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to the Lancers. Lambley has got the ball. Lambley gets it away. Down the near sideline. Holly Hagee has got it. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out here to Wagner. Top of the key. Moves it inside the free throw circle. Backs it back out. Now drives it down the left side of the lane. Gives it away in the corner down here. That's going to be Winkler with the ball. Winkler brings it up high. Flips it out here to Veldkamp out in three-point territory. There's Lambley driving to the basket. Throws it down in the right corner. A shot is up there from three. No good by Veldkamp. And the rebound comes out long. And it's going to be picked up here by Chanel Farmer of Hastings. Chanel Farmer runs it back the other way. Edwards for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kelly Winkler. Winkler down to Veldkamp. Hustles back the other way. 2-on-4 against the Broncos. Veldkamp has their pocket picked. Autumn Zenon comes out of there with the ball. That's the third turnover on Mount Marty. Zenon down the left sideline. Stops here at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it out between the rings. Down to Farmer. To Zenon. Shot for three. No good. Long rebound comes out to Winkler. Winkler has got it down for the Lancers. 11-13 to play here in the first half. The score, Hastings is out on top by a score of 16-8. There's a feed in the lane to Lambley. Puts up an off-balance shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Williamson down to Chanel Farmer down the near sideline. Farmer will bring things up for Hastings College. Stops here at the top of the three-point circle. Now takes the shot and misses. And the rebound comes down here to Holly Hagee. Hagee gets the ball ahead down the right sideline. Wagner has got it. 3-on-3. Wagner holds up. Goes down on the baseline to Holly Hagee. Drives that baseline. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson of Hastings. Down to Holly Samuelson down the near sideline. Samuelson will wait for her teammates now. Sends it out to Edwards. To the far sideline now to Chanel Farmer. Farmer holds the ball, sends it inside. That's Williamson. Her shot from 10. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Holly Hagee. 10.5 minutes to play. Still 16-8. Hastings College has got an 8-point lead. And now it's going to be Hagee. Going to slow the pace down a little bit. She brings it into the offensive zone, looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Samuelson. Comes over here to Veldkamp on the near sideline. Spins at the elbow. Now drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot, no good. And she's fouling the play. Fouling the play there by Hastings College is going to go on Alex Edwards. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number four on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Mount Marty will be Danae Veldkamp. She's a 78% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 25 out of 32 from the free throw line this season. She puts up her first one. It's down through the hole. And the Lancers are now 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Here comes that starting group back in there. Five in, five out here for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Jackson is back. Peterson is back. Bruckman, Van Kirk, and Laurel Zwiener. 16-9. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in by Veldkamp. So she hits a pair of free throws. That's now 16-10. Hastings with a 6-point lead as we near the halfway point of this first half already. Here comes Abby Jackson back with the ball. Now it looks like Mount Marty's going to go to a 1-3-1 zone defense here against the Broncos. Jackson goes inside to Peterson, back out to Bruckman. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Zwiener grabs it. Her shot's up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Peterson is up and in. Three shots in the hole there. Frankie Peterson gets one to go down. Hastings back out on top by 8 points now, 18-10 here. Women's College basketball in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Here's Gephardt driving to the basket. Her shot's up and it in. Gephardt got away from the Bronco defender. Took it right to the front of the rim and drops her down to the hole. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 18-12 is the score. Peterson comes to the near side. The Jackson now in the side. The Zwiener shot's up and in. Laurel Zwiener scores the assist from Abby Jackson of Hastings College. Jackson is averaging 3.4 assists per ball game for Hastings. 20-12 is the score now. Hastings out on top by 8 points. Here comes Mount Marty driving to the basket again, and a shot is up there and in. That's Gephardt. So back-to-back possessions. Cassidy Gephardt just drives into the hole and scores. 20-14. The Lancers are staying right with the Broncos here now. Inside, they get it to Williamson. Rather to Laurel Zwiener. Sounds going to be up there no good, but she's going to be fouled in the play. So they got Zwiener to touch inside, but she's fouled in the play here. And Laurel Zwiener will go to the free throw line now with 8 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the first half. And the Broncos out on top by a score of 20-14. Zwiener will go to the line, an 80% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zwiener will have one more. That's the fourth leading free throw shooter in the conference right now, Laurel Zwiener. And she will toe the mark again, 21-14. Hastings has got the lead. Here comes the next shot. It is up there, and it is good for Zwiener. So she hits a pair of free throws, and the Hastings lead is back up to 8 points at 22-14. Here comes Mount Marty back with the ball. That's Danae Veldkamp. Brings it into the offensive zone. Works the right side of the floor. Wagner has got it. Spins inside the three-point circle. Comes back out here to Gephardt. Gephardt trying to drive it against Jackson. Spins in a lane. Puts Jackson in the air. Goes for the shot. It's up and in. Cassidy Gephardt has scored the last three field goals for Mount Marty. 22-16 again. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener right side of the basket. Trying to wheel. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out to Van Kirk for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Gets the high roll and right down through the hole. Van Kirk has now got 12 points. She's got 12 of the 25. Hastings has put up here in the first half so far in this contest against the Lancers. Here's Wagner back with the ball. Wagner is going to be matched up now with Van Kirk. There's a feed now to Allison DeCam. Her pass in the lane is going to be kicked there. And it's going to be Mount Marty basketball as they will play things in. 8 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's getting delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. They're going to say it was Mount Marty who kicked the ball, so it's going to be a turnover on the Lancers, and Hastings will come back the other direction. Broncos have the lead, 25-16 here in the contest. Here's Laurel Zwiener with her back to the basket, hands it away. Bruckman out to Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded on the baseline here by Logan Wagner. Gets into the hands of Veldkamp. Here come the Lancers now. Veldkamp gets around Van Kirk and drives into the basket. Her shot no good, but a rebound comes down here to Peterson. Peterson gets to the near sideline. Here comes Abby Jackson with the ball. Right-handed dribble at the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off no good. We got a pushing foul. Going to go on Hastings College. Going down with Cheyenne Lambley. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. I think Frankie Peterson is the guilty party here for the Broncos. That's going to be her first. So it's 25-16. Hastings College is leading in the ball game. We got 7 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Lancers will play it in. There's a long pass down the floor. Wagner chases up, catches up with the ball down here on the baseline and puts it up there. It's going to be no good. And now we got a foul call and the rebound. Wagner misses the easy one as he broke away Broncos were applying pressure back here, and Wagner broke away. They got her to the pass, but she blew the layup. Foul is going to go here on Wagner on the rebounding foul. That's going to be her first team foul, number 4 on the Lancers here in this first half of play. So Hastings College will come back the other direction. 25-16, Hastings with the lead. Van Kirk gets it to Breckman. Out of Van Kirk on the wing to Breckman, top of the key. Now we got another whistle inside. This is going to be a pushing foul here, called in the Lancers. It's going to go on DeCam. That's going to be your first. Allison DeCam picks up the team's fifth. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. They come out here to Breckman. Now inside again to Williamson. She wheels and she's going to be fouled into play again. This time it's going to be on Cassidy Gephardt, who tries to jar the ball loose. Picks up the personal foul for her efforts. First foul on Gephardt. Team foul number 6 on the Lancers. Sierra Williamson goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. She's a 57% foul shooter on the season, 24 out of 42. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Sierra Williamson will have one more. She scored 10 points in this ball game the last time these two teams played. Next one is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings and Mount Marty played in Hastings right before their Christmas break. 27-16. Hastings now on to an 11-point lead here in this one. 7 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the first half from Yankton, South Dakota today. Driving to the hole is going to be Wagner. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's going to draw the personal foul. And Wagner will go to the free throw line here for the Lancers. The foul is going to go on Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Cammie Breckman. Logan Wagner goes back to the free throw line. She had a couple of free throws just a few minutes ago. Her shot is up there. She's now 3 for 3. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Logan Wagner is 65% foul shooter in the season. Mount Barney is a team hitting 69% from the stripe. That is ninth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next shot is up there. It is good. However, Mount Barney is 6 for 6 on free throws today. 27-18, Hastings College now with a 9-point lead. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball for the Broncos. Goes over to Van Kirk on the wing. Bounce pass inside to Williamson. Out to Van Kirk. Drives the ball down the lane all the way to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Jamie Van Kirk is off to a monster day today. She's got 14 points already in the ball game for Hastings. And the Broncos are out to an 11-point lead again. 29-18, matches their biggest lead. Driving to the basket here is going to be Holly Heggie, and she's going to be fouled into play. The foul is going to go on Chelsea Morton, who just checked into the ball game. So Chelsea Morton is seeing some playing time early. She picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line will be Holly Heggie for Mount Marty. Her shot is up there, and it's going to be good. Heggie is 71% foul shooter in the season. She is now 26 out of 36. Heggie did not play the first time around. She's the product out of Crofton, Nebraska. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. First 2 points of the ball game for Holly Heggie. It's now 29-20. Hastings College has got the lead with 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Morton with the ball on the near sideline, and she loses control of it out of bounds. Heggie was all over defensively. Morton loses the ball out of bounds. That's going to be the second turnover on Hastings today. 29-22. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Here comes Mount Marty back with the basketball. This is Gephardt. Gephardt gets into the hands of Heggie. Heggie around the screen, trying to dribble it down the right side of the lane. Stops. She's in trouble now. Logan Wagner has got it. Wagner gets away, dribbles into the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Logan Wagner drives it right to the goal. She's got 8 points in the ball game. The Lancers are back to within 7, 29-22. 6 minutes to play here in the first half from the Laddie E. Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota today. There's Jackson with the ball, now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk right at the elbow, right side of the lane, puts it on the floor, dribbles down to the baseline. Van Kirk comes out to Morton. Her pass inside goes to Williamson, down to Van Kirk in the corner. A three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to Gephardt. Cassidy Gephardt runs her back the other way for the Lancers. Brings it into the offensive zone. Holly Samuelson right on her defensively. Gephardt drives the ball into the paint. And now spins. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk, and a foul is going to be called. Nope. Traveling violation. A traveling violation here in backcourt on Jamie Van Kirk. That's going to be the third turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Farmer comes back in for Hastings. Here comes Alex Edwards into the contest. Morton will come out. Also, Abby Jackson will come out for Hastings College. It'll be Mount Marty playing things in from underneath their own basket. 29-22 the score. Hastings with a 7-point lead. There's a feed inside. It's going to be blocked down. Lambley guys tries to go up for the shot. It was blocked down there by Williamson. And then the ball is lost out of bounds off of the hands of Cheyenne Lambley. So Hastings will play things in. 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College out on top, 29-22 over the Lancers of Mount Barney today. Here's Samuelson with the ball, comes out. Chanel Farmer. Farmer goes over to Van Kirk, deep in the corner on the left side. That's Alex Edwards with the ball. That is Samuelson, top of the key. Here's Farmer, entry pass to get it inside. Samuelson, she just throws up a shot. She wasn't ready for the pass. They come whistling in there. And a rebound comes down to the Lancers. Here's Logan Wagner, spins at the free throw line. Wagner gives it up now to DeCam. She drives it down the right side of the lane, throws it down on the baseline. Lambley, a shot from 12 is good. Cheyenne Lambley scores from the right baseline, and Hastings wants to call a timeout as the Lancers have worked themselves back into a ball game here. 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 29, Mount Barney 24.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 29-24 is the score. Hastings College out on top of the Lancers here this afternoon. Here comes Van Kirk with the ball now for the Broncos. Goes over in the wing. That's going to be Holly Samuelson. Now to Farmer out here between the circles. Van Kirk holds the ball. Mount Barney has gone back to their man-to-man defense. Inside is Williams. Inner shot is going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Mount Barney. That's Veldkamp with the rebound, and she'll bring it up herself. Veldkamp across the 10-second line. The Broncos drop back in their man-to-man. Here's Allison DeCam with the ball. Flips it out here in the three-point territory to Wagner. Wagner takes the three-pointer over Van Kirk. Her shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to DeCam. Double team from the baseline. Allison DeCam working down there, works it into the paint. Now throws up a shot over Farmer. It's going to be no good. Rebound again comes down to Lambley. Lambley off to DeCam. Her short-range jumper in the lane is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Samuelson of Hastings. Three shots at the hole there for Mount Barney, and they come up empty on that possession. Bounce pass inside, going to be deflected away from Williams in a turnover on Hastings. Here's Wagner back with the ball to DeCam. She loses control of it in the lane. DeCam picks her back up, now shuttles it off inside to Hagee, and her shot is up and in. DeCam gets the assist. Holly Hagee gets the field goal. 29-26. The Lancers back to within three after Hastings College had a 12-point lead just a few minutes ago. Here's Van Kirk at the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Jamie Van Kirk scores for Hastings. She has got 16 points, 16 out of the 31. That the Broncos will put up here in the first half. We're down to 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Wagner has got the ball in the wing. This is Logan Wagner. Bounce pass inside to Hagee, going for the hole. And shot is good, and she's fouled into play. Nice pass by Wagner. Holly Hagee streaking to the basket, lays it in, and she is fouled into play here. And Hagee will go to the free throw line now, trying to make this a three-point play. Into the ball game for Hastings, Peterson, Zwiener, and Zenan. They all come in. So now it's a 31-28 ball game. Hastings challenge with a three-point lead. Holly Hagee will go to the stripe here for Mount Marty. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. She's down 2 out of 3 from the free throw line today. Rebound comes out of Hastings. Long pass down the corner is going to be deflected out of bounds by Lambley. Hastings will play things in. 3:06 remaining here in the contest. In the first half, it's 31-28. Hastings with the lead. Zenan will play things in. The Zwiener, and she mishandles the ball. It's going to be picked up here by the Lancers coming down the right sideline. Winkler has got it. Winkler gets away. Out on top, here's a three-pointer by Veldkamp. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. Jimmy Van Kirk down the right sideline. The Broncos have a three-point lead. Van Kirk gives it away to Zenan now. Zenan takes it inside the free throw circle. Now to Van Kirk, right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside. Zwiener has got it. Zwiener wheels, spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot. That falls off with the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Holly Hagee. Hagee down the right sideline now to get it to Wagner. Her cross-court pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Peterson. That's the fifth turnover on Mount Marty. Peterson back the other way. Her driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Veldkamp, and a foul is going to be called. Veldkamp got the rebound, and a personal foul is going to be called on Peterson of Hastings. That's going to be her second foul. So two fouls now on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Hastings. So this will be a shooting situation, a 1-1. For Danae Veldkamp, she is 2 for 2 on the free throw line so far today. She'll have a 1-1 here. First shot is up there, and the shot is good. Here comes Williamson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Frankie Peterson. Gephardt comes back into the lineup now for the Lancers of Mount Marty. 31-29. Hastings out by 2 points. The next shot is up there. It is good by Danae Veldkamp. End of the ball game now for Hastings. You're going to have Abby Jackson coming in for Chanel Farmer. 31-30 is the score now. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the first half. Women's college basketball today. You're on 1230 KHIS. Zenon with the ball. Now to Abby Jackson on the wing. Abby gets it to Van Kirk. Lobs it inside to Williamson, who gives it away. There's a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mount Marty. Lancers have the ball, coming back the other way. Gephardt has got it, hesitates, drives it down the right side of the lane, comes back out, top of the key. Veldkamp fakes the three. Now to Wagner on the far sideline, takes it to the elbow. Driving down the lane is going to be Wagner, leaves it down to the left baseline. Now to Winkler, takes the ball with a hooper. Shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. 31-30, Hastings with a 1-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Zenon, free throw line extended left side. Adam comes out to Jackson. Jackson brings it back to Zenon, takes the three-pointer, shots up there and in. Autumn Zenon throws up the three-pointer, and she scores with it on the left side of the wing. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Big bucket there. Gives Hastings a 4-point lead, 34-30. Here's a Gephardt back now for Mount Marty. Gephardt looking to penetrate against Jackson. Can't do it. Comes back out in 3 points territory. Now to Logan Wagner. Spins at the free throw line. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot over Van Kirk is going to be no good. Rebound comes out to Williamson. Williamson out of Autumn Zenon, running it back 1-on-4. Zenon gets it out to Van Kirk. She takes the ball in the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good, but yeah, they're going to say it counts, and she is fouled in the play. Van Kirk gets a field goal to go down, and she is fouled in the play here by Cheyenne Lambley of Mount Marty. That's going to be her first. So Van Kirk gets the field goal. She's now got 18 points here in the first half. 36-30 is the score. Van Kirk at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So she hits on a 3-point play. Van Kirk with 19 here in the first half. Hastings extends their lead now to 37-30 with a minute to play here in this first half. Here's Logan Wagner with the ball. Wagner gets it to Gephardt. Back to Wagner. Free throw line extended left side. Wagner dumps it off in the lane. Gephardt has got it, but she can't go up for the shot. Too far underneath the basket. Comes back around, circles around to the top of the key. Veldkamp has got it now, drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Zwiener to Jackson. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Trying to get the ball ahead to Van Kirk. Bronco basketball for you today. We're in Yankton, South Dakota. Hastings with a lead over Mount Marty in women's college basketball. It is 37-30. Here comes Allison DeCam back into the ball game now for the Lancers, replacing Cheyenne Lambley. Hastings will play it in off of the far sideline. Jackson gets into the hands of Autumn Zenon. Zenon dribbling with the ball now to Van Kirk here on the wing behind a screen. Van Kirk drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down. Van Kirk saves it from going out of bounds. Gets it to Zwiener. Bounce pass inside to Williamson. Now to Zwiener from the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Van Kirk has the rebound. She had it knocked out of her hands, and it's picked up here by Mount Marty. Winkler comes up with the ball. Winkler gets into the hands now of Wagner, who streaks back the other way. Wagner drives into the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Van Kirk down the right sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and that's going to be the end of the first half. First half in the books. Hastings College jumped out to the early lead. Mount Marty comes back to pull within a couple of points there. Actually, they got back within one at one point, 31-30. But Hastings College scores the last 6 points of this first half of play, and the Broncos have the lead at halftime. The score is Hastings 37, Mount Marty 30. We'll recap the first half right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Simple Arena here in Yankton, South Dakota today. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. A great start for the Hastings College women's basketball team today. They scored the first 7 points of the ball game. And it wasn't until about the 16-minute mark, 16:05 to be exact, that Mount Marty got their first field goal of the ball game. Hastings College went ahead 9-2. Broncos had their first 10-point lead at 14-4. And then Mount Marty came back and eventually got the lead down to only 1 point at 31-30. But the Hastings College Broncos scored the final 6 points in the first half. And Hastings has got the lead here at halftime by a score of 37-30. Shooting numbers in the ball game today so far. Hastings College is hitting only 33% from the field. They are 13 out of 39 from the field in the first half for 33%. The Lancers are 10 out of 35 in the first half for 28%. So neither team shooting the ball real well here today. Hastings 3 out of 11 on three-pointers for 27%. The Lancers are 0 out of 4, obviously 0% in the ball game. The Broncos are hitting 8 out of 9 from the free throw line for 88.9%. Meanwhile, the Lancers of Mount Marty, they are 10 out of 11 for 90.9%. The rebounds so far in the ball game, Hastings has got 28 rebounds. Mount Marty has got 23. The Broncos have 5 offensive rebounds and 23 on defense. The Lancers have 4 offensive rebounds and 19 on defense. Hastings with the lead here at halftime, 37-30. Hastings with a total of 5 turnovers in this first half of play. The Lancers, they've been charged with 5 turnovers as well. Hastings with 2 blocked shots and 3 steals. Mount Marty has got 2 blocked shots and no steals. So Hastings College has got the lead here over Mount Marty at halftime. The score is 37-30. Scoring in the ball game in the first half, Jamie Van Kirk is doing most of the damage for the Broncos. She has got 19 points here at halftime. Van Kirk has got 2 three-pointers. She's got 5 two-point field goals, and she is 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Also has got 6 rebounds, an assist, and a steal so far in the first 20 minutes of this ball game. So it's all Jamie Van Kirk, 19 points in the ball game for Jamie. The other scorers for Hastings, Laurel Zwiener, she's got a couple of field goals, and she's 2-out-of-2 from the free throw line for 6. Autumn Zenon has got a 3-and-2. She's got 5 points here at the break. Frankie Peterson has got 4 points on a field goal, and she's 2-out-of-2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Cammy Bruckman on a field goal, and 2 points for Sierra Williamson. She is 2-out-of-2 from the free throw line. Jamie Van Kirk leading the way for Hastings so far, 19 points in the ball game. For the Lancers, Mount Marty, they're being led by Logan Wagner. She has got 8 points. Wagner's got 2 field goals, and she is 4-out-of-4 from the free throw line for 8. Cassidy Gephardt, she's got 3 field goals and 6 points. Holly Hagee's got 2 field goals, 2-out-of-3 from the free throw line for 6. Danae Veldkamp, she is 4-out-of-4 from the line for 4 points. Allison DeCam has got 2 field goals for 4. Cheyenne Lambley, she's got a field goal and 2 points. And that is it. The Lancers with 30 points on the board here at halftime. So it's 37-30. Hastings College has got the lead here this afternoon. Told you earlier, Nebraska's men's basketball team, they picked up a win today at Northwestern as the Huskers beat the Wildcats by a score of 53-49. The Huskers are now 12-10 in the season. They are 4-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Teron Petaway had another big ball game for the Huskers. 17 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, He had one steal and one block shot. So the Huskers picking up a win today on the road at Northwestern, 53-49. The Nebraska women's basketball team, they're playing now against the Michigan State. They're playing at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. We're at halftime as you listen to the Valentino's Halftime Show here today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead over Mount Barney in women's play. It's 37-30. Tyson Evronik is standing by. He's got Hastings College Spotlight next. And we got more play-by-play coverage. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here at 1230, here on 1230 KHS. Tyson Evronik with you at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Joining us on the program, we have the coach of the Hastings College golf team, Coach Lloyd McIntyre, joining us on the show. Coach, appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Ty.
Coach, I brought you on the program this evening because I wanted to talk a little bit about an event that is coming up this weekend. Hastings College Golf, again, holding their annual silent auction and pancake feed. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this weekend.
Well, this Sunday, February 9th at 9 a.m. till 1 p.m., the men's golf team is going to have their annual fundraiser at the Baird Alumni Center. Over there, 1001 North 6th Avenue. It's something we do every year to kind of help the rising costs of travel and getting these guys out and participating. But the funds that we generate goes to the team, and it helps us, you know, get guys to more events and gives them a better experience overall. So.
Okay, we'll talk more about this event and specifics here in just a little bit on the program, but sort of give us the, even though there's snow on the ground this evening, sort of give us maybe a preview of what we're going to expect with the Hastings College golf team.
Yeah, absolutely. This fall, we were pretty competitive. We played better than we have in the past. The guys are working hard. We kind of struggled at our last conference meet. We had two of our top players not play great that day. It was really challenging conditions. But, you know, I'm looking forward to what the spring has in store for us. They're working hard this off season. The YMCA has partnered with us, and they're working out there and doing things as a team and hopefully getting stronger. And that will translate into, you know, better results this spring because they can – you know, let their athletic ability take care of everything else. Once, you know, they've done the preparations, they're preparing to go out and compete. And I'm excited about what the spring has in store for us, though.
You mentioned a little bit about travel costs, the rising travel costs for the Hastings College golf team. As far as road trips are concerned, when we're looking at the spring schedule, anything on the radar that's particularly exciting for your for the team?
Well, obviously, our GPAC tournaments are a big deal for us. They decide who goes to nationals, and they happen really quickly this year. The first one, I believe, is April 18th, and we actually get to host that tournament, which is nice. It's at Lachlan. And then a week later, our fourth and final GPAC tournament is in Yankton, South Dakota at Fox Run. And so those two tournaments, you know, they happen real quickly, and they're gonna determine who from our conference goes to the national tournament. And you know, so those are important events for us for sure.
Once again, Lloyd McIntyre joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, the head coach of the Hastings College golf team, talking about the 7th annual Silent Auction and Pancake Feed coming up here this weekend. Sort of just kind of give us the day's agenda for the Pancake Feed.
Yeah, 9 a.m., we're going to open the doors. People can come in and come and go as they please. It's a free little offering. We're not selling tickets or anything like that. We're going to have a raffle for a Hastings College Bronco golf bag. And then also the silent auction's got a bunch of golf-related items. We're going to have, foursomes for various golf courses here in town and in the state. Lachlan, Heritage Hills and McCook, Indian Trails, just to name a few. And then we've also got some artwork that Tom Krieger's put together for us and some other stuff, too, from things that people in the community have donated to us. But yeah, when they come, there'll be pancakes and sausage and orange juice and coffee, and it's just a good time to come together and fellowship and relax. And, you know, it's pretty laid back, but it helps us out a lot. So,
again, that's the 7th annual Silent Auction Pancake Feed going on for the Hastings College golf team. Lloyd McIntyre has been our guest here on the Hastings College Spotlight Show. Coach, how successful, you mentioned this is the 7th one, how successful has this been in the past for your team?
It's been a huge lift for us financially. Every year we do pretty good. And, and that's a credit to the community and to the guys' hard work that they put into it. But it's made a difference in, you know, in our program and the experience we're providing our young people. And we just really appreciate the support that we've gotten over the years. But it's really helped us out a lot.
Once again, Lloyd McIntyre joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, the head man of the Hastings College golf team. A great opportunity to support the Hastings College golf program coming up this Sunday over at the Barrett Alumni Center. It's the 7th annual Silent Auction and Pancake Feed. And so, Coach, up until we get a little break in the weather, enjoy your off season, and we look to chat with you again in the spring.
Hey, thanks a lot, Todd. Take care.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, second half is underway. Hastings College with a lead here in women's college basketball, 37-30. And right off of the bat, Mal Marty throws up a long-range jumper from the deep right corner by Logan Wagner. That's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. So Hastings College will come back with the ball, 37-31. Actually, 37-30 it should be. Hastings College has got the lead here to begin the second half of play. Broncos led by as many as 12 points in the first half. There's Bruckman driving for the hole. Her shot is up there and in, and she's fouling the play. Cammie was quiet throughout much of the first half. She had just one field goal and 2 points in the ball game. She gets one here in the first 27 seconds of half number two. That makes the score 39-30. Goes to the free throw line now for a three-point play. Her shot is up there and in. So Cammie Bruckman gets the first 3 points of the ball game here in the second half, and Hastings is out to a 10-point lead again at 40-30. Broncos have led this baby all the way as they scored the first 7 points of the ball game. Mount Marty shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. They're white uniforms and their gold and blue trim. There's a bounce pass down on the baseline. They kick it back out to the far sideline. Their long-range jumper is put up over there. No good by Lambley. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here comes Van Kirk back the other way. Long pass ahead. They get it to Peterson. Shot is up there and in. An assist there for Jamie Van Kirk. Peterson gets the field goal. Frankie's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Hastings back out to a 12-point lead at 42-30. But now the Lancers want to call a timeout. Mount Marty calls a timeout, 18:57 to play in the basketball game. Just a minute and 3 seconds into the second half here. We got a timeout from Mount Marty. The score, Hastings 42, Mount Marty 30.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Couple of the scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at halftime. Northwestern is out on top of Doan down in Orange City, Iowa. The score is 31-24. Northwestern with the lead over Doan, 31-24. And also at halftime, it's Morningside leading Midland by the score of 36-32. Some of the other games, Nebraska Wesleyan is playing at Briar Cliff today. And then tonight at 6, it'll be Concordia taking on Dakota Wesleyan. All those games are women's, men's basketball doubleheaders today across the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 42-30 is the score. Hastings now back out to a 12-point lead. This matches their biggest lead of the ball game as they score the first few points here in the second half. In fact, they've scored the first five here to begin this second half of play. There's a pass to the wing on the right side. That's going to be Wagner with the ball. Comes out here to Gephardt. Gephardt drives the ball against Bruckman. Takes it into the lane. Spins. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. And Bruckman is going to be hit with a cheap foul. She was just standing there with her arms outstretched, and the guy underneath the basket calls a foul here. It's going to go on Bruckman. That's going to be her third. So going to the free throw line will be Cassidy Gephardt. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be around the rim and falls off. No good. Mount Marty very good in the first half from the charity stripe. They were 10 out of 11. Gephardt misses her first free throw here in the second half. 42-30. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Gephardt hits one out of two. 42-31 now. Hastings coming back to their offensive zone, dressing their black uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. As they shoot to our basket to our left here, this half number two, there's Peterson. Entry pass, get it inside to Van Kirk. Her shot in the lane, good. Jamie Van Kirk cannot miss here today. She's got 21 in the ball game. It's now a 44-31 ball game. Hastings out to their biggest lead of the contest, now at 13 points. Dribbling with the ball, here's going to be Holly Heggie with it now. They move it inside. There's DeCam. Her shot is going to be no good. She gets around Zwiener. The ball is going to be recovered here by Hastings. Van Kirk runs her back the other way. Drives, shoots, misses, no good. Rebound comes down to Heggie. He had a one-on-two break and took it anyway. Back the other way. Here's Wagner. Shot good. Logan Wagner cans one from the inside the ring there on the right side of the lane. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. 44-33. Hastings leading by 11 points. Here's Van Kirk. Free throw line extended right side. Sends it in to Zwiener, and we're going to have a foul called. Foul is going to go on Allison DeCam of Mount Marty. That's going to be her third, leading in on Laurel Zwiener for Hastings College. So DeCam picks up the foul. Here comes Danae Veldkamp into the ball game now for Mount Marty, replacing Cassidy Gephardt. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 44-33. Hastings with the lead. Jackson leaves it out here to Van Kirk, who hands it away to Bruckman, drives it down the lane. Her running one-hander is up there and in. Bruckman scores with her left hand there. She gets to the rim, and she's now got 7 points in the ball game. 46-33. Again, the Broncos with a 13-point lead here in this one. Wagner with the ball. She works against Jackson. Comes out here to Allison DeCam, who gives it away to Hagee. Hagee drives the ball to the free throw line. Now down the lane against Van Kirker. Sounds up there and in. Holly Hagee scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game. So the two teams trading baskets here at 46-35. Here's Bruckman on the left baseline. Comes out to Frankie Peterson. Cross court pass to Van Kirk. Van Kirk matched up there with Holly Hagee defensively for the Lancers. Bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be Laurel Zwiener. Nice pass to Bruckman going down the lane. Her shot is up and in. Cammy Bruckman scores on the assist on the pass there from Laurel Zwiener. Bruckman now with 9 points in the ball game, 7 already here in the second half of play. Hastings out to a 13-point lead again at 48-35 here. As the Lancers work with the ball in their offensive zone, Wagner moves it down in the corner to DeCam. She drives it against Zwiener. Now puts a move on, goes up with the shot. It's going to be no good. Zwiener grabs the rebound. Zwiner gets away down to Jackson. Abby here in the backcourt comes on the near side. The ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Coming back the other way is going to be Lambley. She drives and the ball knocked out of her hands there by Jackson defensively. So it'll be Mount Marty playing things in here in backcourt. Personal foul. Nope, it's going to be Adam Zeenan coming into the ball game now for Hastings, and Van Kirk will go out. 48-35. Hastings with the lead. 16-15 to play here in the second half from Yankton here this afternoon. Hagee plays things in to DeCam. Her shot from 15. Good. Allison DeCam scoring there. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. 48-37. That's an 11-point lead for Hastings. Autumn Zeenan with the ball for the Broncos. Now to Jackson on the wing. Out to Bruckman. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Squares around to the bucket. Spins. Trying to put DeCam in the air. Shots up there. It's going to be no good. DeCam grabs the rebound. Allison has got it here for the Lancers. Gives it away now to Danae Veldkamp as she comes back the other way. Left-handed dribble back into the offensive zone. Here's Logan Wagner with the ball. Logan Wagner trying to drive it. Stops and pops. Now her shot over Bruckman is going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Or rather, rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson. Out now to Autumn Zeenan as she runs her back the other way. Autumn Zeenan out to Jackson for three. Shot's way too strong. Rebound comes down here to Mount Marty. With the board there is Cheyenne Lambley. Goes to the far sideline. Here come the Lancers now. That's going to be Danae Veldkamp with the ball as she works against Jackson. On the high post, they get it to Allison DeCam. Over here on the wing to Veldkamp. Entry pass to DeCam again. Her shot over Zwiener is up there and in. Allison DeCam scores on the right baseline over Laurel Zwiener. DeCam now with 8 points in the ballgame. It's 48-39. The Lancers not going away here. They're back to within 9 points. Here's Zwiener with the ball. Back to the basket. Works in the lane. Stops and pops over DeCam. Her shot's up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Bruckman has got it to Jackson. Out to Adam Zeenan. Drives it down the lane. Her running one-hander. Good. Adam Zeenan scores there down the paint. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. 50-39. Hastings is up by 11 points here in the second half with 14:40 remaining in the basketball game today. There's Allison DeCam with the ball. Moves it over there to Lambley on the wing. She drives it against Zeenan, puts it up off the window and scores. Holly Hagee scoring there. She's now got 10 points in the ballgame. Now Carey wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings, 14 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 50, Mount Marty 41.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So the Broncos led at halftime by a score of 37-30. Got onto a 13-point lead, and Mount Marty just kind of hanging around at 8, 9, 10, 12, 13-point deficit here. Right now it's sitting at 9 points at 50-41. As Kerry calls the timeout here to try to figure out something defensively on Mount Marty as the Lancers have been getting to the right to the front of the rim the past couple of possessions, driving layups. Too easy against the Bronco D. 50-41 is the score. Here comes Hastings back now offensively. Broncos have a 9-point advantage. Here comes Autumn Zeenan into the forecourt. Goes over to Van Kirk. High right side. Down to Chanel Farmer, who's into the ball game. Farmer brings it back to Van Kirk as Mal Barney has gotten back to a zone defense. Here's Zeenan for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Gets it out here to the near side to Alex Edwards. Her shot is going to be no good. Williamson again grabs the offensive board. Out to Autumn Zeenan. She drives inside and throws the basketball away. Zeenan was trying to get the ball down on the low block on the left side to Alex Edwards. Threw it over her head out of bounds. And it's going to be Mal Barney basketball as they will play things in with 13:59 to play. Here in the basketball game from the Laddie E. Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota today. Lancers have the ball. This is Danae Veldkamp. Comes over here on the high right side to Logan Wagner. Out between the circles now. There's a pass down low. Grabbing the ball is Veldkamp. Her shot is up there and in. She found it a play. Danae Veldkamp gets her first field goal of the ball game. The basket's going to count. And the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Chanel Farmer of Hastings College, the former St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Chanel Farmer picks up her first personal foul. It's now 50-43. Going to the free throw line will be Veldkamp. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. A three-point play. She's now 5-for-5 from the free throw line. She's got 7 points. And Mount Barney back to within six now at 50-44 with 13:40 remaining here in the basketball game. Here's Chanel Farmer over to Zeenan. Zeenan on the high post. That's going to be Van Kirk out to Farmer for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be a personal foul call down there. Personal foul is going to be called on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her second. And it's going to be Mount Barney playing things in. Now the Lancers within 6 points here. The fifth-ranked Broncos trying to come back from that loss the other night to Doan. They're having a tough time putting the Lancers away here in this basketball game, although they've led it from the opening tip today. Here's Danae Veldkamp with the ball. Comes out here to Wagner. Wagner down to Lambley. She drives the ball, and a foul is going to be called here on Alex Edwards. Edwards picks up her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos here in the second half. Non-shooting situation, so it'll be the Lancers playing things in on the far sideline. Edwards checks out. Here comes Frankie Peterson back into the ballgame now. Holly Hagee will trigger things in for Mount Marty on the far sideline. 13:16 remaining. And now we've got somebody's got some blood on the uniforms. And it's going to, she's going to come out of there. It's going to be Logan Wagner. She's got some blood on the uniform down here. And she's going to have to come over to the sideline and get that handled. In the meantime, let's see, the Broncos are coming over to have a quick chat with Carrie Hofstetter. Now we've got, well, let's see, if the Lancers want to call a timeout, we can keep Logan Wagner into the ballgame. Now the official's trying to break up these huddles. Not an official timeout here. 13 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the ballgame. Now it's Kelly Winkler, evidently, is the girl is maybe got a skinned up elbow or something as they're attending to that. A couple of people with blood on their uniforms here, and they got to get that taken care of as the officials come over and talk with the coaching staff here for Mount Marty. Broncos are ready to go. They're on the floor here. 13:16 remaining in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 50-44. This is not an official timeout. I don't know why they're allowing the coaching staff here for Mount Marty to talk to their players. Now they're going to come over and break that up. And Lancers will play things in off of the far sideline. So Holly Hagee will inbound the ball here for Mount Marty. They're trailing by 6 points here in the contest. Hastings led at halftime 37-30. The officials making everything is set here at the scorers table. Now we're set to go. A little delay there. Mount Marty will play things in. Now an over and back violation. Cassidy Gephardt right at the 10-second line. She received the ball in her offensive end and then took a step back into the defensive zone. She's kind of forgot where she was on the court there. That's going to be six turnovers on Mount Marty in the ballgame. Hastings will come back into their offensive zone. That's Van Kirk with the ball. They get it to Peterson at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Zeenan. Down in the corner, that's Farmer. Down to Autumn Zeenan on the wing. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles at the top of the key. Comes back over to Farmer on the wing. This is a zone defense here for Mount Marty. Driving down the lane is Van Kirk. Shot no good. Foul shot up there by Zwinner. No good. She's fouled in a play. Laurel Zwinner gets the offensive board, and she is fouled on the attempted putback. That's going to send Zwinner to the free throw line. The Orioles winner to the free throw line. She has got 6 points in the ball game. A couple of field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Hastings, after struggling from the line on Wednesday night against Doan, hitting only 46% of the free throws. Hastings so far today in this ball game shooting pretty well. They're Now 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk has got it now down in the corner. That's going to be Zwinner. Shot is up there and in. Just inside the three-point ring, Laurel Zwinner hits the field goal. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, and the Broncos lead by the score of 53-44 again. Danae Veldkamp with the ball now for Mount Marty. She runs her back the other way. Veldkamp all the way to the goal. Her pass is going to be blocked down. Gets her own ball back. Gets it back out here to O'Malley. Her shot is up there and in. Kieran O'Malley just checked into the ball game, and she throws down a three-pointer from the right wing. She scored 13 the last time these two teams played back in Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. There's a shot from the deep left corner by Zenon. That's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. 3-4 players at the deck. Jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in underneath their own basket. All of a sudden, it's 53-47. Here comes Bruckman back into the ball game. Jackson comes in. Zenon will check out, and also Chanel Farmer checks out here for the Broncos. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson holding the ball, looking to trigger things in. Jackson comes way out on top. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk on the wing. Stops. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwinner. There's a pass. It'll be deflected away from Bruckman. Now the ball is loose. Three players hit the deck again, and the ball is going to be brought out of there by the Lancers of Mount Marty. Here comes the Mount Marty Lancers back in their offensive zone. Veldkamp drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Raquel Sutera, who's into the ball game now. She's going to be fouled into play. Fouled into play here by Hastings. It's going to go on Bruckman. That's going to be her fourth. So now Raquel Sutera is into the ball game, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Sutera, for some reason, has not played today until this point. He's averaging 13.3 points per ball game. He had 11 the last time these two teams played. Their second free throw is up there and in. So now it's a 53-48 ball game. Hastings College is up by 5 points, 11 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in this contest. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Abby Jackson, entry pass to Van Kirk, moves it down to the baseline. Frankie Peterson drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there, no good, and she's fouling a play. Frankie Peterson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College. And Peterson will toe the mark here. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. We're high above the official scorers table, so that's the reason we can't get you all the fouls all the time here. Frankie Peterson hits the free throw. She'll have another shot here. Coming back into the ballgame will be Cassidy Gephardt. For Mount Marty, going out will be Danae Veldkamp. So Hastings with a lead here over the Lancers now in women's college basketball. It's 54-48. Frankie Peterson's next shot is up there as good, so she hits a pair of free throws. Hastings back out to a 7-point lead at 55-48. They love this thing from the opening tap today. Mount Marty has got the basketball. Here's Cassidy Gephardt now as she works against Jackson. Top of the key is going to be Holly Heggie. Drives it down the lane. Here's a pass underneath. A shot's going to be put up there. No good by Sutera. As she is knocked down into play, no foul is called. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here's Van Kirk running back the other way. He drives it to the basket. His shot high off the window is good. Jamie Van Kirk now with 23 in the ballgame. Her season high was 28 that she put together in that ballgame against Sterling in a non-conference fair earlier this year. 57-48 is the score. Driving down the lane. That's going to be Gephardt with the ball back outside. Here's a long-range jumper. It's up and in. Kieran O'Malley hits another three-pointer. She comes on for the bench here in the last minute and hits two threes. And it's now 57-51. Hastings now with a six-point lead. We're down to 10 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the ball game from the Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota today. Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson now to Samuelson. Moves it down to Van Kirk. Inside to Zwinner. Shot is up there and in. Laurel Zwinner scores. He's now got 11 points in the ball game, 59-51. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Broncos will attack now in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Lambley. Right on her face defensively is going to be Van Kirk of Hastings. There's a pass now to Kieran O'Malley. Top of the key, a three-pointer is put up there. That's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Holly Samuelson runs her back the other way for Hastings. Crosses the 10-second line. Bounce pass goes over on the wing. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk holds it. Now outside. That's going to be Frankie Peterson. Entry pass to Zwinner. She goes up for the shot. It's up and in. Back-to-back field goals here for Laurel's Wieners. He's now got 13 in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 10-point lead, 61-51. Every time that Mount Marty seems to make a little run against Hastings, the Broncos have rounded off a couple of baskets, driving for the hole here. There's a shot by Hagee that's going to be no good. The ball tapped out here is picked up by O'Malley. Dribbles to the top of the free throw circle. Goes down in the corner on the left side, driving. Here's a pass over here in the right baseline. Lambley, a little 10-footer, is up there no good. Rebound comes out to Jackson of Hastings. Abby down the right sideline for the Broncos, brings it back to the center of the floor. Jackson still with the ball. Sends it over here to Van Kirk now on the left wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener spins, puts up their left-handed shot, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up and in by Frankie Peterson. Another offensive board for Frankie. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings, bam, just like that, out to a 12-point lead. And now Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Lancers, 9 minutes and 4 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 63, Mount Marty 51.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
In the second half of play, Hastings hitting 10 out of 20 from the field for 50%. Mount Barney in the second half, they were 9 out of 19 for 47%. Hastings in the second half, 0 out of 4 on three-pointers. Mount Marty, 2 out of 5. Couple of threes thrown up there by Kieran O'Malley. Who's come off of the bench to score 6 points here for the Lancers to keep them close. Although Hastings now has built that lead back up to 12 points at 63-51. The Broncos' biggest lead of the ball game today has been 13. Now the officials have spotted some blood out there on the floor, and they're going to have to get that taken care of here today before we continue action in this women's basketball game. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. And the Nebraska men's basketball team picked up a win today on the road at Northwestern as they beat the Wildcats by a score of 53-49. The Huskers are now 12-10 in the season. They're 4-6 in the Big Ten Conference. So Ron Pettaway, another big day for the Huskers. He had 17 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block shot in the ball game today. Now the training crew has worked to the other end of the floor. We got some other blood on the opposite end of the floor, too. We got 9 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings is back onto a 63-51 lead after Mount Marty cut the lead down to 6 points at 57-51 just a minute ago. So they're mopping up on the floor here. Both teams are heading to their respective benches to get some final words here coming out of this timeout. Back at home on Wednesday night with Bronco basketball, Nebraska Wesleyan going to be in town to take on Hastings at Lynn Farrell Arena. Game times will be at 6 and at 8 o'clock. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 5:45 on Wednesday night. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings coming up on Wednesday here on 1230 KHIS. So 63-51 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Allison DeCam with the ball now for the Lancers of Mount Marty. A bounce pass, and it's going to be intercepted. Hagee wasn't looking for it, and the ball was picked off. Seventh turnover on Mount Marty. Here comes Van Kirk with the ball. Inside down to Williamson. Puts it up there. Left-handed and scores. Sierra Williamson gets her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Giving the assist there to Van Kirk. It's now a 65-51 ball game. Hastings on an 8-0 run after Mount Marty closed the gap back down to 6 points. Here's Hagee driving for the basket. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Frankie Peterson down the right sideline. Peterson pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Hands it away to Van Kirk. Drives it down the lane. Loses control of the ball. And it's going to be picked up here by DeCam. Turnover number 7 on Hastings. Long pass down the floor to Lambley. Drives and she's going to be run over down there. And a foul is going to be called on Frankie Peterson. Peterson picks up her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6. On the Broncos here in this second half of play. This will be a shooting foul, however, as they will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Cheyenne Lambley to the line. So you got 2 points so far in the field goal. Lambley 62% from the foul line this season. She's 23 out of 37. Here comes a shot from the line. It's going to be no good. Lambley will have one more. So 65-51 is the score. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in by Lambley. She gets one out of two from the free throw line. As we approach the 8-minute mark here in the ball game, here comes Jackson back with the ball for Hastings. Jackson goes to Autumn Zenon, who's back into the ball game. Free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass comes out here to Jackson. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's Chanel Farmer. Her pass to the elbow is going to be intercepted. A turnover on Hastings. Now bringing the ball back. It's going to be intercepted back. Here's Frankie Peterson driving for the basket. Her shot is up and in. Hastings got the steal coming back the other way and got the field goal. And it is now a 67-52 ball game. Hastings with their biggest lead of the ball game now at 15 points, starting to put the Lancers away. 7.5 to play here in this one. Here's Allison DeCam with the ball. DeCam dribbles once, hands it away to Heggie. Back down in the corner, that's DeCam with the ball. She works there against Williamson, drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Outlet pass to the far sideline. That's Autumn Zenon with the ball. Zenon stops and pops from 15. Her shot good. Autumn Zenon scores. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, 69-52. Hastings has got a 17-point lead now with 7 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the basketball game from the Simple Arena in Yankton. Driving for the hole is going to be Gephardt. The ball knocked loose. Is picked up here by Lambley. She goes for the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Cheyenne Lambley scores, and now Mount Barney wants to call a timeout. The game is getting away from the Lancers here. We got a timeout. 6 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 69, Mount Marty 54. Going to Bowman is out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Broncos using a 12-1 run here midway through the second half, and now Hastings back out to a 15-point lead at 69-54. Hastings led at halftime with this one by a score of 37-30. But Bob Marty's just been hanging around, but Hastings may have been going on that deciding run right there to put this team away. 12-1, the Broncos went on a run there after Mount Marty closed the gap to 6 points at 57-51. Broncos have the ball here. Here's Adam Zenon with it. Comes out on the wing. The ball is going to be deflected away. Scramble is on right in front of the Bronco bench and a timeout. Nope, it's going to be a jump ball called. Kerry didn't get called in time. So it's going to be a jump ball and a possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Lancers. So it'll be Mount Marty playing the ball in. That's going to be a Hastings turnover. That's going to be their ninth of the ball game now. As the Lancers will play things in here in backcourt with the ball is going to be Cassidy Gephardt. She'll bring things up against Jackson. This is a man-to-man defense for Hastings. Gephardt comes to O'Malley now. She throws up a three. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener, and she's going to be hit here, and a foul's going to be called. A foul's going to go on Cheyenne Lambley of Mount Marty. That's going to be her second. Only the fifth team foul on the Lancers, so no free throws here. Hastings College will play things in backcourt. 6 minutes and 25 seconds to play. In women's college basketball today, Hastings with a lead over Mount Marty. The score is 69-54. The Broncos trying to get back onto the winning track after dropping a 65-62 decision to Doan on Wednesday. Here's Zwiener at the free throw line. Her shot good. Laurel Zwiener is in double figures tonight. She's got 15 points in the ball game. Jamie Van Kirk is leading the way. She's got 23 for Hastings. And the Broncos now lead by 17 again at 71-54. Here's O'Malley with a ball. Goes over to Holly Heggie. Down to DeCam. Takes it down to the baseline. Her shot over Zwiner from 15 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson of Hastings. Abby down the right sideline. Right-handed dribble into the forecourt. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Down to Zwiner from 15. That shot rims off, no good. Rebound to Cassidy Gephardt for the Lancers of Mount Barney. Splits a couple of defenders. Runs it back into the offensive zone. Now to O'Malley. Sized up to three, but passed it up. Now feed comes inside. The ball's going to be knocked away from Lambley. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Mount Barney ball. Last touch by Jackson of Hastings. 71-54, Hastings College in the lead. Here comes Van Kirk back into the ball game now for Hastings, and coming out will be Abby Jackson. Holly Hagee will inbound the ball here for Mount Marty. She just lobs it out here. DeCam grabs it right at the elbow. Now turns around and fires up a shot over Zwiener. This could be no good. Ball being tapped around, picked up by Hagee to the near sideline to Gephardt. Now back outside to O'Malley for three. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Adam Zeenan. Zeenan down the right sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor, drives it to the goal. Her shot's going to be no good. She misses on the driving layup. Rebound comes down to DeCam for the Lancers of Mount Marty. DeCam gets it away now to Cassidy Gephardt. Gephardt steps into the offensive zone. There's a pass down to Hagee on the far sideline, trying to penetrate inside against Chanel Farmer. Stops to the left of the basket now to Gephardt. Gephardt spins at the top of the three-point arc, takes the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Cassidy Gephardt scoring there for Mount Marty. She's got 9 points in the ball game. It's a 15-point lead for Hastings at 71-56. We're down to 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the second half from Yankton today. Hastings with the ball in their offensive end. Two-handed pass by Van Kirk. Comes over to Zeenan. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Holly Samuelson. Down to Zeenan again. Dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Down in the corner. Samuelson for three. It's an air ball. No good. Rebound comes down here to Holly Hagee. Hagee gets the ball ahead to O'Malley. She drives it. Can't put up a shot over Van Kirk. Instead sends it back out to Hagee at the top of the key. Out to O'Malley again inside the free throw circle. Here's Cassidy Gephardt with the ball. She's going to have the ball tipped away, and it's picked up here by Farmer. A turnover on Mount Marty. Farmer comes back the other way on the dribble, but can't go for the hole. Sends it outside here to Adam Zeenan. Zeenan out to Van Kirk, top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be too strong, no good. Rebound O'Malley has the pocket. Her pocket picked again, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by O'Malley as Farmer came from her playing side and jars the ball loose. It goes out of bounds as O'Malley was the last to touch it. The Lancers have now turned the ball over for the 10th time here today. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Hastings looking to win their 22nd ball game of the season here in 25 starts. This will be their 13th conference win here if they can hang on. Here's Van Kirk in the lane, throws up a little shot. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to Mount Marty. Cassidy Gephardt will bring things up. Hastings out on top by 15 points at 71-56. Here's Cassidy Gephardt working out here against Chanel Farmer. A pass on the near sideline, intercepted. Intercepted here by Abby Jackson. She brings it back 3-on-2. Jackson to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's good. Abby Jackson scores for Hastings. She did not score the other night against Dolan, and this is her first field goal in this ball game on a driving layup. And it occurs with 3:15 to play in the second half. Hastings putting the Lancers away now, 73-56. Here's Curran O'Malley. She's got the ball. Comes to the near sideline. Gephardt has got it. Now we got a whistle. A whistle is going to go on Hastings. A personal foul is going to be called down here. And the foul is going to go on Peterson. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. Bruckman comes back in. Here comes Chanel Farmer to the bench. 73-56. Hastings with the lead. To the free throw line is going to be Cheyenne Lambley. She's got 5 points in the ball game, a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 3:04 remaining here in this women's contest tonight. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's up there and in by Lambley. She'll have one more. Mount Marty on free throws in this ball game. Now 14 out of 18 from the line. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So that makes the score 73-58. Here comes Raquel Sutera back into the ball game now for Mount Marty. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. They get it to Jackson. Now to Peterson. Peterson dribbling on the ball, winds her way back up the floor. There's a pass to Cammy Breckman. Gets it into the offensive zone. Breckman got Abby Jackson out here. Abby Jackson holds on to it. It's a man-to-man defense for Mount Marty. We're down to 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Hastings with the lead. There's Zwiener. She's double-teamed. Kicks it back out to Peterson. Across the top to Jackson. Her shot for three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to O'Malley. O'Malley has got it down the near sideline. Lancers are down by 15 points. Here's Hagee faking the three. Now drives the ball toward the goal. The shot's going to be blocked down by Jackson, and the ball is recovered here by Zwiener. Down to Jackson. Gets the ball ahead. That's Cammy Bruckman. She grabs it. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, but she's hacked in the arm, and a foul is called. And Bruckman will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be called here in O'Malley. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Lancers, but this will be a shooting foul as Bruckman will go to the free throw line. She's got 9 points in the ball game now for Hastings. Her shot is up there. That's going to be short. No good. Brockman, a 67% foul shooter in the season. First game with this ball club, she scored 29 points against the Lancers back right before Christmas. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. And Hastings now with a 16-point lead. It is 74-58. Pressure by Hastings here in the backcourt with Abby Jackson. Abby goes for the steal. Getting away is going to be Veldkamp into the offensive zone. The far sideline to Holly Hagee. Out on top to O'Malley. Shot for three is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Zwiener. Zwiener now to Jackson. Jackson into the forecourt for Hastings. Lobs it inside. Grabbing the ball down there is going to be Peterson. She's fouled in the play. Frankie right underneath the basket there. Nice pass by Jackson. Peterson will go to the free throw line. So now we're going to have Peterson going to the free throw line here. And Peterson is waiting. Allison DeCam, she has just fouled out of the basketball game. All right, they took some extra time there. Allison DeCam now comes to the bench. She leads with 8 points, four in each half. And the replacer will be Lambley. The free throw line will be Peterson. Her shot is up there, is good. Frankie's now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line today. She's got 13 points in the ballgame. That's a new season high for her. Frankie's next shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's perfect from the free throw line. Now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout. 1 minute, 59 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 76, Mount Marty 58.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Hastings College Basketball today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Broncos led 37-30 at halftime. They've had a good second half here. Hastings now out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 76-58. Trying to lock this one up here. We're under 2 minutes to go in the ball game. There's O'Malley driving for the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Jackson. Ball is recovered by Peterson. Down to Jackson. Pass ahead to Breckman. Her shot is up there and in. Cammy Breckman scores for Hastings. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. And the Broncos lead by 20, 78-58. Here comes Mount Marty back with the ball, back in their offensive zone. That's going to be Sutera with the ball out here to O'Malley at the top of the key. O'Malley dribbling with the ball, hands it away here. That's Veldkamp with it. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play by Van Kirk. Veldkamp will go to the free throw line here for Mount Marty to try to make this a three-point play. Van Kirk is, boy, that's her first foul in the ball game. Veldkamp to the free throw line. She's got 9 points in the ball game. She'll try to make this a three-point play. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Today, Veldkamp scores on a three-point play, 78-61. Pressure now by the Lancers. Hastings brings it easily. Jackson, bounce pass down to Breckman. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's hammered on the play. The foul is going to go on Raquel Sutera. That's going to be her first foul. And that's going to send Breckman to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Men's game is coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Mount Marty today. Breckman to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Cammy will have one more. She's now 3 out of 4 from the stripe today. She's got 13 points in the ball game. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener will go out. Bruckman's next free throw is up there. She hits bottom on that one. She's now got 14 in the ball game. And Hastings has hit 80 points. It's 80-61. The Broncos with a 19-point lead. With a minute and 6 seconds to play, here's Veldkamp driving for the basket. She runs into Frankie Peterson, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to be an offensive charging foul, I think, on Veldkamp. Now the two officials are going to talk to one another here on the near sideline. Now they're going to call in the other one. Have a little conference here and see what everybody saw. The initial ruling was Veldkamp on a charge. And here comes the call from the officials on the floor. It's going to be a personal foul. Now they're going to whistle it on Peterson. So after the officials got together, they decide Frankie Peterson was the guilty party. And that's going to be her fifth personal foul. So five fouls now on Peterson. She leads the ball game with 1:03 remaining. Peterson comes out with a big grin on her face. Carrie Hofstetter is voicing her opinion. So Frankie checks out of the ball game. Receiving her fifth personal foul, she leaves with 14 points. Samuelson comes in to replace her. We're going to have some free throws coming up here. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Danae Veldkamp gets the free throw to go down. She's now 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. He had 11 points in the ball game. Next shot is up there. It's good. But Hastings still with a 17-point lead at 80-63. A minute and 2 seconds to play. There's Holly Samuelson with the ball. She's in now in place of Peterson. Samuelson races it back the other way. Gives it away down to Van Kirk. 50 seconds to go here in the second half. Hastings with a big lead. Broncos just playing things out here as Jackson has got the ball on the wing. Jackson gets away. Here's a pass to Williamson. Two-handed pass to the near sideline. Bruckman takes it down the baseline and, you know, goes for the shot. It's going to be no good. We got a foul called on the rebound. This is going to go on Williamson of Hastings. A rebounding foul on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her third. And now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor and have some more free throws coming up here. 37.6 seconds to play. Hastings comfortably ahead. It is 80-63. And going to the free throw line is going to be Sutera for Mount Barney. Your shot is up there. It's going to be good. Raquel Sutera, now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She'll have one more. One of the leading scorers the last time these two teams played. She had 11 points against the Broncos. Very limited playing time here, and she hits her second free throw. 80-65 now. Hastings with a 15-point lead. Van Kirk will clear things out. She'll bring it up now all by herself. One-on-one against Holly Heggie. Comes into the offensive zone. Here's Cammy Bruckman with it here on the near sideline, right in front of the Bronco bench. Bruckman gets the ball to Jackson. Now to Van Kirk. She holds the ball. We're down to 18 seconds to play. Van Kirk holds it. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Bruckman, high right side, has got the ball. Cammy Bruckman moves it to the left wing now. Stops there. There's a pass that's going to be deflected out of her hands, out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Hastings, they say. So a turnover on the Broncos. That's their 11th of the ball game, and now with 7 seconds to play, Mount Marty will come down the right sideline. O'Malley has got the ball. O'Malley spins at the free throw line, takes it to the goal. Her shot is up there, no good, and that's the ball game. Hastings College Broncos rebound from their loss the other night to the Doane College Tigers. They come back here and pick up a 15-point win over Mount Marty. They lead this thing from the very opening tip-off. They got out to a 7-point lead right off of the bat. Hastings leading at halftime by 7 at 37-30. And they win by 15 points. They actually used a 12-1 run there about midway through the second half to open up the final margin of victory. And Hastings wins it here today by 15 points over the Lancers of Mount Marty by the score of 80-65. Mount Marty drops to 10 wins and 16 losses on the season. They're now 2-15 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College, they improved to 22 wins and 3 losses. The Broncos are now 13-3 in conference play. Hastings will get ready for Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday night back at the Osborne Sports Complex. And the final score in this one, it was Hastings knocking up Mount Marty in women's college basketball today by a score of 80-65. We'll come back and check the totals right after this.
Purchase your tickets today for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 15th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. 8 great games tipping off at 9 a.m. with many area teams taking on the state's best, culminating with 4-time defending state champion Omaha Central against Denver East. Students are $8, adults $16, and a limited number of courtside tickets are available as well. Go to Ticketmaster.com or purchase your tickets today at the Heartland Events Center box office for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, February 15th.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota today. Hastings College women's basketball team picks up a win over Mount Marty, the final score of 80-65. So the Broncos rebound from their 65-62 loss to Doan on Wednesday and got the train righted here, so to speak. The Broncos not too bad here today with an 80-65 win over Mount Marty. Broncos scored the first 7 points in the ball game, held Mount Marty scoreless for almost 4 minutes. The opening half. By then, Hastings had a 7-2 lead. They increased that lead to 14-4 in the first half. Mount Marty came back and eventually pulled to within 6 points a couple of times at 16-10 and at 22-16. Broncos again going on a little 5-0 run there with about 7 minutes to play in the first half to go back out on top by 11 points at 27-16. Mount Marty again makes another run at the Broncos, pulls within 3 points at 29-26, got back to within 1 point in the first half with 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play at 31-30. Hastings scores the first six or last 6 points of the first half, and they led at halftime by a score of 37-30. And really, Mount Marty didn't make any kind of a run in the second half. Did get it back down to 6 points at one time with about 10 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Hastings had a 57-51 advantage, but then Hastings going on a 12-1 run. So it goes from 57-51 to 69-52. And the Broncos go on to post the win here today over the Lancers by the score of 80-65. So the Broncos now 22-3 on the season. They are 13-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they keep pace with the leaders here in the conference race. Mount Marty now 10-16 in the season, 2-15 in conference play. We'll come back and check the totals in the ball game as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
And between games here today in Yankton, South Dakota, the men's game coming up here shortly on 1230 KHAS between Hastings and Mount Marty. In the women's ball game, Hastings beats the Lancers by the score of 80-65. At the final shooting numbers into the contest here, Hastings ended up shooting 41% from the ball game today. They were 30 out of 73 from the field. Mount Marty, 31%. They were 21 out of 66. On three-pointers, Hastings just 3 out of 18 today for 16%. Mount Marty, not much better. They were 2 out of 12 for 16%. Broncos had a successful day at the free throw line today, something they have struggled in the past two games. Hastings 17 out of 20 from the foul line for 85%. Mount Marty was 21 out of 25 for 84%. The rebounds, Hastings with 52 rebounds in the ball game today, 36 for Mount Marty, so Hastings out-rebounds Mount Marty by 16 in the ball game. The Broncos had 12 offensive rebounds and 40 on defense. Mount Marty had 6 offensive rebounds and 30 on defense, so Hastings with a commanding edge in rebounding, 52-36. over the Lancers. Broncos had 12 turnovers in the ball game. Mount Marty had 11. Hastings had 4 block shots and 7 steals. Mount Marty had 2 block shots and 1 steal. And Hastings goes on to win today by a score of 80-65 over the Lancers of Mount Marty. We'll come back and check the scoring as Bronco basketball continues in 1 minute.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private 4-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Again, 80-65 was the final score today. The Bronco women pick up a win over Mount Marty today. As we check the scoring in the ball game, Jamie Van Kirk leads the way for Hastings today. Van Kirk had 19 points in the first half. He ended up with 23 for the ball game. Jamie was 9 out of 18 from the field today. 2 out of 6 from three-point territory. 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Pulls down 8 rebounds. Had 23 points. Had 2 assists. And also 2 steals as she plays 31 out of the 40 minutes today. So Jamie Van Kirk leads the Broncos with 23 points. Also in double figures was Laurel Zwiener. She had 6 field goals and she was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She scores 15. Cammy Bruckman had 14 points today. Bruckman knocks down 5 2-point field goals, and she was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Also in double figures, a new season high for Frankie Peterson. She scores 13 points. Peterson had 4 2-point field goals, and she was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. She scores 13 points. The other scores, Autumn Zenon, she had 9 points in the ball game today. As Zenon knocks down 1 3-pointer. She had 3 2-point field goals as she scores 9 points. Sierra Williamson, she had 4 points, had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Abby Jackson had 2 points in the ball game today for Hastings College. So again, it was Jamie Van Kirk leading the way for the Broncos as she scores 23 points in the basketball game. For the Lancers of Mount Marty, they were led by Danae Veldkamp, as she scores 12 points, 8 of those from the free throw line. She was 8 out of 8 from the line. She had 2 field goals, so she scores 12 points in the ball game. Also in double figures was Logan Wagner. She comes up with 10 points. She had 3 field goals, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scores for Mount Marty, Allison DeCam, she had 4 field goals and 8 points. She fouled out with 1:59 to play in the ball game. Scoring 7 points was Cheyenne Lambley. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Kieran O'Malley got into the contest in the second half and hit 2 3-pointers for 6 points. And Raquel Sutera, she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line and 3 points. Hastings College wins it again this afternoon over the Lancers of Mount Marty. The final score of 80-65. The Broncos will take on the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan coming up on Wednesday night at the Osborne Sports Complex. So 80-65, the win here for Hastings College here this afternoon as we get set for the men's ball game. Both teams are on the floor going through their pregame workouts here at the Laddie E. Simple Arena in Yankton, South Dakota. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll come back and chat with Hastings College men's coach Bill Gabers as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
30 KHAS.
All right, back here in Yankton again, the Hastings College women pick up a win today in the first ball game, 80-65 over Mount Marty. Before we get to Coach Bill Gabers, we'll have a couple of minutes here with Kerry Hoster, the head coach for the Hastings College women's basketball team. And Coach, one that you can live with here today, 80-65. They played pretty well in the second half.
Yeah, you know, we tried to play more people just for shorter spurts in the first half, just to keep people fresh, and that seemed to to work, except for we were fouling too much and putting them at the free throw line. So second half, I thought we came out and made those adjustments and were able to guard without fouling a little bit better. And overall, great job from our team on the board. So I think we got rebounded by 16. So that was really probably the difference in the game.
Yeah, reading my mind here, 52 to 36 was the rebounding edge, 12 to 6 on the offensive side. So you can take that rebounding number for you.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we've been able to do all year long, and we kind of got away from it the last couple games. So that was an area of emphasis for our team, and I thought they did a really great job of spending a lot of energy to get to the rim and grab some boards. So we had a couple of kids with some double-doubles, Frankie Peterson and Laurel Zwiener. I thought both did a great job on the boards today.
So Hastings College wins it 80-65. Jamie Van Kirk just took the team from the get-go, and she had 19 points in the first half.
Yeah, you know, Jamie, she obviously can score it. She's always been able to score it, and you know, she found some opportunities, and I thought she did a great job of picking and choosing her times. And you know, she was hot in the first half, and obviously the second half they paid a lot more attention to her and tried to keep her from touching the ball. So second half was a little tougher, but we were able to get some stuff inside.
This is a team that you really couldn't quite put away until about 7-8 minutes to go. You went on a 12-1 run to really increase your lead, but this is a tough team to put down today.
Yeah, they're able to get to the free throw line so much, and that obviously keeps them kind of in the game. And we had a couple greasy rebounds that we missed, and then they kicked it out for a catch shot three. So there was a couple times I felt like we kind of had it in a place where we could kind of take control and put the game away. But you know, sometimes the ball bounces in weird ways, and they were able to get back in it.
Yeah, this is one of the best 3-point shooting teams in the conference, if not the nation. I think they were number 6 in the amount of 3-pointers made in the season. They had just 2 here today against you guys, just 2 out of 12 today.
Yeah, and both of them were late in the game. One was on just that greasy play I was just talking about. So we did a great job of guarding the 3-point line. I thought we really guarded player tendencies really well today, and that's obviously a huge part of how we defend. So, you know, Abby Jackson did a phenomenal job on number 3 compared, you know, the first time she had 20-plus points. So we made that adjustment, and Abby and Chanel did a great job on the ball, and everybody else played pretty well tendency-wise.
So you got to have a better feeling to make the trip back home after what you saw out there today.
Yeah, you know, I think our team responded really well. You know, we challenged them in defense and rebounding and the things that we could control, and I thought we did a good job for the most part of really just putting our head down and going back to work.
All right, so it's Nebraska Wesleyan next Wednesday. It's just grab the lunch pail, so to speak, and get back to work on Wednesday, yeah?
Absolutely. You know, Nebraska Wesleyan, they're still at it. They're getting better, and, you know, they're the last 2 home games of the season, so we want to make sure that we're ready to go and prepared and try to get a couple more wins at home.
Okay, we'll see you Wednesday.
Great, thanks.
Yep, Gary Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings. Again, the Broncos win it on the women's side of things today by a score of 80-65 over the Lancers of Mount Barney as they pick up another win here this afternoon and get back on the winning track after dropping one to Doan on Wednesday. Now then, we'll take a 1-minute timeout. Bill Gaber standing by as we will hear from him as we get ready for the men's game here today on 1230 KHAS.